Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Over the next few weeks, we're going to feature the three finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest. Today, a snapshot of Ben and Katie Furnish of Harrison County. Ben on what he thought caught the eyes of the judges in their on-farm visit.
I think just the true numbers increase in net revenue over the last years from when we started with just 6 acres of tobacco and a few head of cattle to where we're at now, owning 300-plus acres of land and cropping over 1,000 acres, and 100 of which is tobacco, and have a big feeder calf operation too. So it's just the sheer size of what we've started at to where we're at now.
Ben says the process is a little unnerving, but once begun, became almost enjoyable.
It's a great opportunity to sit down and reflect on what you have done and the hard work that you've committed to increasing your farming operation. It's just a neat little process it's a neat process to look back over the years and evaluate what you've done and the mistakes that you have made and the positive outcome of what you have put a lot of hard work and emphasis on.
All told, they operate on almost 1,500 acres. Katie has a career in nursing. They have 5 and 2-year-old boys and a baby due next month. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night, Friday, November the 11th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses and Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition annually recognizes an individual or couple under age 35 who have exhibited strong farm management skills, consistent financial growth, and leadership involvement in the organization and community. Ben Furnish says they strive to excel in all those areas and that day to day, it keeps them on their toes.
There's never a day that you don't have something to do, whether it's working on the farm or if it's a rainy day, you need to be in the office crunching numbers, if it's making a budget pre-season or at the end of the season, making sure that your expenses and income line up for tax purposes, or just being able to manage money on a day-to-day basis so that you can spread that income that you make. We usually make money one time a year or in a short window of the year, and we have to keep that allocated throughout the year. So it's always a struggle, but it's a fun challenge too.
Ben and Katie Furnish of Harrison County. The competition winner will be named December 2nd at the Farm Group's annual meeting in Louisville. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.